Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Digital Embellishment Show. Today, we have a very special guest with us. Coming from Zycon, we've got the Director of Sales and Marketing, Mark Pomerantz. Mark, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm good to see you, and thanks for having me. I'm excited about the opportunity to speak with you and to speak to your audience.
Yeah, well, listen, we're excited about having you on because you guys are doing some fun stuff, especially in the realm of digital embellishment. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about, like, what are you guys up to? What are you guys doing in that space?
Well, I think it's worth setting out in a sense how we get there, Kevin. If you look at Zycon, as you will know, and many viewers know, I like to say we're one of the founding fathers of high volume digital print. We've been around for a long time, almost 30 years. And so we've been in and out of various market applications over the years as the industry has changed and certain things have been more current than others, and some applications go by the wayside, and some changes are happening because of new technology that gets introduced.
Yeah.
And so we've had the same core technology conditions our time, but of course we've incrementally increased it, changed it, improved it, adapted it to changes in the marketplace, mostly on the label and packaging side, of course. And that's become more just part of our business. But that time is, except maybe in the earliest days of digital, we've never really been a kind of staple core high volume type of digital platform. In fact, there used to be a saying that we were the best second digital press that people could buy, because usually by the time their digital volumes got high enough, they needed something that was very efficient, whatever it was they were. So we had to kind of weave our way through this. We're not as big a company as some of our competitors, right? We're not a small company, but we're more nimble and our approach to the market is different. I think we've always, or certainly in the last 10 or 15 years, tried to focus on high-value applications, unique applications, specialized applications, because our presses do some things that other presses do not.
Yeah.
And everybody can say that, so it's just a matter of what is it in your product line that, and where does that go, and where does it fit best? So as label and packaging, digital print label and packaging continues to grow, not only in volume, but expand in applications. It started primarily with label. And of course, it's in flexible packaging now, and heat transfer now, and IML now, and probably textile transfer is coming in.
Wait, so you guys can do animal labels on the Zycon?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Wow, very cool. It's a liquid toner technology, correct?
No, still dry toner all the way. And because IML is still a transfer technology, just like heat transfer is, it's not exactly the same, but we still print onto a transfer material, and then that transfer material is used in the creation of the plastic extrusion and the product, right?
So very cool.
It's still transferring it, but it's truly embedded in that.
So I'm confused because,
right?
I remember you guys had was it called Trillium? Is that still a thing? Okay. Did you guys move past Trillium? I remember seeing all the advertising for it. Is that still a thing?
When I joined Zycon a little over 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago, and Trillium was supposed to be the thing that was coming.
Okay.
But about a year and a half or 2 years after I was here, so maybe 6 years ago, we did a public surrender on Trillium.
You shifted?
Yeah.
Well, that's part of business.
Yes. And we shifted away from that and really focused, began our focus on Beauty Inkjet, which was introduced shortly after that. And then we continued to invest in our dry toner because of its food safety, its high quality.
Very cool.
PLCs, no PLCs,
so those who don't
that.
Know
so
Zycon.
Sustainability was a big story for us.
Oh, for sure. So you guys have dry toner technology. You also have UV inkjet technology under the same umbrella.
Yes, we do.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, that's awesome.
So we're really, on the label and packaging side, we're really the only player that I can think of that offers both technologies. So we try to be... I was literally in this situation here this week. I live in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and we were visiting a prospect who's coming up to see us next week. And he's really on the fence of what he needs, and thus sometimes what he needs is three normals, and he needs really high speed, and so that's UV inkjet. But he sees what we're doing, and we brought him samples, embellished samples that are done on a dry toner device. And of course, he sees that, and he's wild about it. So he wants that, and you have to explain. You have to kind of choose your priorities on which is going to be the, if you're at your 80-20 rules, I like to
Yeah,
say to a lot of
Brado.
people, right? And focus on your 80s and make sure that your investment is going to cover most of what you're doing and what you're So to finish up the question about how we get towards embellishment, I feel like we're not right down the middle of the street in high volume. Of course, we do participate in that,
Sure.
but that's not the core business for Zycon. Core business for us are a lot of the really specialized applications. Like I said, flexible packaging, now embellishment, heat transfer, IML, things like that. So we do a really nice job there. And the ability for us to partner with Kurs and come up with a single pass, perfect registration, food safe, high quality digital embellishment. The roll goes in and the finished embellished product comes out with no other steps, no turning sheets, no moving
So,
anything around. We felt that that was a great opportunity. We have a great partner. The results have been fantastic.
yeah.
And so we're very, very focused on bringing higher value to these things so easily.
So, Mark, I'm going to ask you a question just to clarify, because I know that Kurz has three types of embellishment technologies, right? So the first one is basically sticking to, I guess, the dry toner. The second one is going to be inkjet that's on the sheet, and then the foil sticks to that. And the third one, which is a relatively new process, which I think they're the only ones doing it, is they're printing inkjet directly on the back of the foil and then transferring that directly to the sheet after printing on the back of the foil. Which one of those three processes are you guys showing off?
Yeah, we are definitely in the first category, Kevin, and it's also considered the two-dimensional or the 2D
Flat.
embellishments, right? So when you look conventionally, that's how most have been done or are being done currently today. So we see that as a great opportunity to convert that process to digital in very similar ways that you and I have been through over the past 10 years, where anything that can become digital that's more efficient will. And so we see that as a great opportunity. The second one example you said regarding inkjet, and we know that that's exciting. It's 3D. It's very
Very
tactile. We're not currently doing that with them. I don't think that the door is closed for us in the future. But today, we
Yeah.
started with the dry toner because there, once again, there are some unique things that we're able to do that, in this case, inkjet can't do. And there's always going to be some things inkjet can do, toner can't, some things toner can do, inkjet can't, right? So we have one of those situations here with working with Kurz on the digital metal, as we call it. And we love the results, and so do they. They are probably more excited about it even than we are, because I think they see their capabilities really coming to life in this application in partnership with Zycon. So very much excited about
So,
that.
Mark, you're going to show this at Printing United or no? Is this going to be on the booth
Yes.
or just the samples?
Yes, we had this exact same setup at Drupa, and we were bringing over the same, literally, I think the same equipment to Printing United. So we will have our TX500 Titan toner press. I can talk a little bit about that. There's something special about that. That will be in line with the Kurz digital metal. And then, of course, we're rewinding at the shop
All right,
in the booth.
so walk me through this. So we have it's roll to roll.
Yes.
Right. So we have a roll to roll. So we have the Zycon engine. We're printing black, and then the foil sticks to the black,
Yeah,
and
if
then
you
you
print, if
rewind,
you,
and then you print the CMYK around it.
oh, actually, so if you know, and to help maybe update anyone who's watching that doesn't know Zycon, one of the unique things about the Zycon technology is we are a single pass five-color process. So we don't have to turn. Now we're not printing on the backside hue anyway, but we print all five colors right in a row directly. There's no back and forth or in and out or anything like that as far as when our color is printed. So we are always a single pass, whether we're simplex or duplex. In this case, Kevin, what we do is we print the first four colors with the Titan toner, which I'll explain why we're using that. And then the fifth color station, we use a black. We use a conventional black toner, and then that's the carrier for the foil to speak to from curves,
Smart.
insets to that fifth color. And all of that happens instantly. There's no additional extra steps or
All right,
anything.
so
It's
Mark,
truly
this
a
is a big deal.
single pass foiling.
So this is a big deal. So you figured out a way to basically build a special toner that acts as an adhesive where the foil will not transfer to the rest of the colors.
It's actually our standard toner.
Wow.
And
And
it
the
has
other ones.
Properties. So I'm sure there was some tweaking done between the companies as it related to
Well,
the temperature pressure to make it perfect, but it's our standard toner. It does not require a special toner to
Right, but it
complete the
only
foil
sticks to
effect.
that one color. So literally, I can
Yes.
have a five color sheet coming through, and it's only going to stick to parts that have that black toner.
Correct.
Wow. So,
Yes. It's a big
so
deal.
Mark, I think the big thing people are familiar with the sleeking process, right? So, typically, you take a white sheet, you print black on it, you run it through the sleeker, and it's going to basically melt foil back onto the black. And then what you have to do is take those sheets and then run it back through your press. And print your design either on top of that metallic that you just put down or around it. And it's really hard to do because the sheet's gone through a lot of different thermal shocks, right? So it's gone through a fuser. It's gone through a leaking process has heat in it too. So it's always like you're very limited from a design perspective what you can actually do on the traditional sleeking side because of that second pass. So I think it's really unique and really novel. What you guys are doing is basically being able to do it in one pass and not having to worry about thermal shocks or stretching or distortion of the sheet, and basically be able to be, you know, dead nuts every single time from a registration standpoint because it's part of your printing process. And, you know, I would hope that your colors do line up. So does that kind of line up with what's really unique about this process?
That's one of them. But obviously, as you stated, that's really the key because it all
Right.
starts with that.
Yeah.
And it can be as beautiful as required and even more so. But if it's inefficient, you're having trouble with registration, you know, we know. And we know that the buyers don't want to pay for that as well. You're right. So yeah,
And buyers don't want to pay for it. And
that scenario you described is basically, we don't have that scenario at all. We
Nice.
just have a timeline that's perfectly controlled for registration as it is. And we print all of our colors in one pass. So we print our five colors no differently than we would for any other type of work.
Right.
Pass this through the Courage unit. Obviously, that file for the fifth color tells where to
Yeah.
foil, and it does that. And anywhere that fifth color is, it's going to get foil on. That stays to it. So,
I
and
love
then it
it.
comes out ready to go. And we'll show near roll to roll, but of course, it's a roll fed press, so we can include anything
Sheeter.
else in line if there was an interest for that.
What are the key markets you think are going to be interested in this 1-2 punch with the printing and the embellishing line?
Well, and part of it, I want to say also too, I mentioned a couple of times about our TX500 and Titan toner. So Titan toner is another really cool new development from Zykon. And I was with someone yesterday who gave it this name. So this is not officially Zykon sanctioned, but it's fundamentally, it describes what it is. And he said, this is really UV toner instead of
Ooh.
UV ink. And he's correct because this toner has all of the characteristics of durability as same as UV ink does, but it's still toner. So it still, food safe, still has no VOCs, still has no PFAs. So all the sustainability characteristics are the same as our standard toner, but the durability is very high, just like UV cure inkjet. So that allows us to now start to print, for example, flexible packaging on paper instead of on film. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of interest and pent-up demand for that. It allows us to print durable labels that don't require coating or lamination. And then we can put beautiful embellishments on it in just literally one single pass process that not only avoids the need to do the sleeking type of that process like you described, but then no second or third step or additional equipment to be put.
Absolutely.
So where we see this, we're starting really on the labels because it's so obvious. It just creates beautiful labels, particularly for wine. All applications, of course, that's already a very big embellishment market, conventional and digital. But of course, we see that expanding in various legal applications, not just within wine, but anyone who wants to have some type of package that really stands out on the shelf. So that can be food, it can be a lot of things. And then we really start making out of the box with this. We're looking at doing this in a single pass for a light folding carton type of work. So like for Parma, might be a good example. And then also for flexible, this whole too that we print on paper. So it might not be for cannabis applications initially, but the food industry would like to move to mostly paper and like to be able to do that digitally, and they would like to embellish in the same for the same reasons everybody else would like to. But right now, that's a impossible to very difficult process for people to want to do that.
No, I agree.
We'll provide this single pass process, and we're hoping that it's cost effective and efficient enough that it will expand the entire market.
Well,
that's what we would really love to see here.
And I think also, let's not forget, you know, food safety is a big thing. And so
yes.
A lot of the embellishment that's out there is using UV. So it's kind of, you can have indirect food contact. I think that's one thing, but having direct food contact is an entirely other. So I think being able to use a toner type technology to be able to offer that to customers on a 2D level, I think is going to be a big advantage. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, our process together with Curves, when I am asked to describe it, it's inline, single pass, food's perfect registration every time, food safe, and sustainable. Meaning even beyond food safety, but like I said, no PFAs in our tour ever. There hasn't been no VOCs and things like that. So we really feel like this could be a game changer in certain applications. And so going back to what I said earlier, we really like to focus on these special requirements like this. We have a feeling this one could be quite a large market over time. So we're really excited. I feel like we've created something different within a space that already exists.
And
so
I think the market needs something like that. It's almost like a digital cold foiling machine. You know, if you're looking at an offset press where you're printing all that in line, and instead of printing in ink, you're printing in glue. So it's going to make life, I think, a lot easier for a lot of people who want to get into embellishments. And will this thing launch, or is it already launched?
Well, it's a great question, Kevin. So Curves, of course, is based in Germany. Company and our R&D and product management people are in Belgium, as most know. So the initial development started at a Label Expo a year ago. I think it was the first place we showed it, and it was at a Arrowhead press. And so then it was determined we really need to go to the wider web, the 20-inch web, for people to make this the most viable, particularly in flexible packaging. So that's what we showed this year at Drupal for the first time. Curves, together with Zyko, we made a plan to build a number of prototypes. I think it's 5, could have been a little bit more. And we thought we would have to be seeding them and doing a lot of testing and things like that. All of them are already sold.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well,
so
I think having that ready by Drupal.
There is definitely some interest in this, right? So, because that kind of thing doesn't happen very often these days. So,
that's
good news
great.
Is we held on to one to show at Printing United. We were hoping to have a second unit at this time in our Chicago Innovation Center, but we have to wait until the full commercial production starts, which I think is. Can't speak for Curves, but it's October-ish, sometime this year, Q4.
So
they'll start producing these commercially. And so that's when things will really start to heat up.
Listen, you're going to Printing United, you're getting into digital embellishments, you have a really slick new process, one pass, toner transfer, looks like a partnership. I think that's going to really make some waves. So I'm looking forward to seeing the samples at the show and seeing you guys at Printing United. He wants to know more. What's the best way that they can find out more about this new technology?
Okay. Well, I think, of course, coming to Printing United, you'll be able to see it live. Otherwise, just anyone can contact me through my profile on LinkedIn, mark.bomberance@flintgroup.com, any of your Zycon salespeople. Yeah, any way that you could contact Zycon through our website.
So it's easy to get a hold of
you.
We'll
lead you to a path where we'll be able to get back with you. And we're putting together also a lot of marketing materials, that social media things that will come out from the events. We will see the solution live. And of course, we're creating samples like crazy right now. So I think there'll be, Africa United, there's still going to be a very strong effort in getting a lot of information in front of a lot of people in virtually every setting that we can.
Well, listen, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm wishing you a lot of luck at the show, and welcome to the world of digital embellishment, Mark. I think you guys are going to do great. Surround
Thank you.
yourself with good people, people who are giving you a lot of good intel and insight and strategy. And I think this is going to be definitely a partnership to watch. So, again, for your time today, thanks for joining us on the Digital Embellishment Show. And hey, Mark, I'll see you in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's very much looking forward to being in our booth and speaking about it. So if you don't mind, I will
Yeah.
advise everyone that Kevin will be in our booth on Wednesday morning together with Joey and Cora, and you guys have some exciting conversations in store. And
We
I
hope so.
invite everyone in the audience who's watching this to come out and see it.
Very cool. Well, thanks again, Mark, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon.
Okay.